Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lift off. We have a lift off.
The Drive on KFH.
Saturday night in the moon.
This is Diamond in My Pocket from Cody Johnson. Music from Mark Powell. He's one of our listeners. Here's another one of our listeners, the mayor of Wichita, Jeff Longwell, joins us here at The Wave. We are now less than an hour away from the announcement of the team name, the logo, the colors, the branding. Mayor, how are you today?
Doing great.
We're happy to have you.
Well, always good to be with you.
It's my strong opinion, and Jeff concurs, that we're not having this evening without the work that you did to bring baseball to Wichita.
It was a bit challenging at times.
A bit challenging. Sometimes you got to do things that you got to do. These deals don't happen by accident.
No.
And I just want to, publicly commend you for all your hard work, not just on this.
No,
but
I appreciate
everything
it.
You've done in your term as mayor.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's going to be good for the city, and people will figure that out eventually. But it really is going to change the course that this city's on for the next several decades.
I know you did a lot of work, and you focused your efforts on a lot of different things, but why baseball specifically? What about that spoke to you?
You know, the reality is, it was never about baseball so much. I mean, we were looking for that one special key to kind of help us activate that river corridor. And what you're going to see is that river corridor come to life, much of it because of bringing AAA baseball back. But you're going to see development, and we've seen it all over the country. I mean, you go around to the different cities that have put in new minor league stadiums, and they've seen the areas just take off with redevelopment.
The mayor of Wichita, Jeff Longwell, our guest. And a night like this comes, and I had Lou Schweckheimer was on earlier with us, and this is kind of a benchmark moment.
This has
to make you feel pretty proud.
It is, and as we were driving over here, as my wife said, it's a little bit bittersweet, you know, with understanding everything that has happened over the last few weeks. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'll still say it's worth it because it's going to do something very special to a city that I absolutely love. And I don't think people fully yet understand what it's going to mean until they experience it firsthand.
I agree. We have an ownership group here now that is beyond anything we've ever had with minor league baseball.
No question.
Taking nothing away from Milt Wickman back in the day.
Absolutely.
And Bob and Mindy Rich and all the other people. But this is like a star that has fallen on our city,
right,
and it's lit us up. I mean, I don't think people are going to understand the enormity of this until we get the team on the field, really.
And have someone like Derek Jeter, you know, come to town on a fairly regular basis. We've never had that before, that kind of star power.
So I thought you were going to talk more. I was getting my question ready.
We are co-hosts.
Yeah, I know.
I lift this show every day.
So we were talking earlier about, you know, like coincidental stuff versus this was something that was meant to happen. There were maybe one team, I guess, that was looking to get out of its stadium in AAA, one team that had an opening. It happened to be the Marlins. I'm sure you feel like that's not a coincidence, right? From everything that's happened, that was probably meant to be. Do you feel that way?
So absolutely. As you guys know, and we've shared this story before, when we initially went down this path, we were potentially looking at a double-A team, and that deal fell through. And that's when we went out and found a headhunter that eventually brought us to where we're at today. But it was, you know, I could write a book on all of the roadblocks, the processes we had to go through, you know, what was perceived as secrecy, as you guys know, it was challenging to that we couldn't let any information out at the time. And that was so hard for everyone. In fact, Lou jokes about it now. Obviously, he got fined from baseball for some release of information. And he said it was probably the best $50,000 he ever spent.
Jeff Longwell, our guest. Now, your term lasts for another couple of months.
Right.
Have you had time to look at what you're going to do after that?
And
is it possible that we could lure you in to be a co-host of,
co-host.
Of the drive occasion?
Absolutely. That sounds really appealing.
Sorry, Judah.
One, I love you guys and love what you guys do on the air. I've had multiple offers. We're trying to weigh what's the best path forward for us. So we're going to evaluate them. I don't have to make that decision until January. And so we're still evaluating the different offers, and it's nice to have people come out and offer us opportunities that we didn't expect in some cases. So we'll see. It's a family decision at this point. So we're having conversations right now about, you know, what is our future. Plan on working for another 5 or 6 or 7 years, possibly. Kind of depends on how everything goes. And you know,
well, you'll be 75 by then, won't
you?
Yeah,
thank you, Bob. Thank you.
Do you share the sentiments of Lou Schweckheimer and Todd that this is a home run? You're not going to tell us the name of the team, but
right.
Do you think it will be as well received as they believe?
I'm going to tell you, not only will it be well received, it's on the level of Major League Baseball. When you look at the logo, the way that it all fits together, it really is going to elevate this city in terms of just the appearance and how they pull it all together. It's going to be pretty special.
It's exciting.
Mayor Jeff Longwell, I guess, and if you're not at the Wave tonight, and we're just sitting here looking at the people streaming in, obviously, they've done a wonderful job marketing and people excited about this. Lots and lots of people are here tonight. Standing room only, literally. It's an unbelievable crowd. So there's excitement. Genuine excitement for this.
Maybe even they underestimated the level of excitement that Wichitans have, and you can see it. It's palpable. You know, they told me to expect maybe a few hundred people. There's way more than a few hundred people here,
and
it's still they can't get in the door at this point.
Now, it's always fun to read comments. You probably don't like that.
Yeah.
And most of the time, I'm not really that crazy about it either. But comments about this new ballpark are unbelievable to me.
Well, I've heard
that
people,
it's a remake of Lawrence Dumont.
Right.
I about went through the screen when I saw that the other day.
Yeah, not even close. You know, I tell people all the time, one simple comparison is the old stadium had about, you know, 7 or 8 points of concession. The new one's going to have like 70. And still people can't fully comprehend what that means.
Yeah, it will be completely different from what we have known.
All of the amenities.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Lou said it best. This stadium and everything in it is probably better today than about 12 major league stadiums that people are playing in right now. And so it's on that level. It is just a phenomenal place to watch an event. You know, they poured the holders for the goalposts for high school football. What a great place to watch a high school football game. So it's not just about baseball.
And your West High Pioneers are going
to
play.
Oh, my goodness, that's going to be fantastic.
Now, they better win. I'll tell you that right now. Put them against, we won't mention names, but right. Put them against the team they can beat.
Well, you know, the West High Pioneers are climbing. They've got a lot of underclassmen, and they're going to be a team to reckon with over the next few years.
So before we let you go, tell us how many games will you attend next season?
Oh, my goodness.
They have 70 home games. 70. Give us the over-under.
So I'll say the over-under for me, 35.
That's pretty good.
Don't you have to throw out the first pitch at the first game?
You've got to.
Absolutely.
Well, and your days of being a co-host here. But sharpen up your skills on sports a little bit, would you?
No, we don't talk sports.
This show's so much more than just sports, Bob.
It is, and we like that about it. Mayor, go meet your people.
Hey,
we appreciate it. Mayor Jeff Longwell, part of the big crowd here tonight at the Wave, preparing for the unveiling of the Wichita baseball team name, uniform, branding, logo, you name it. We're going to see it here shortly at the Wave. Stay with us. We will talk to Keith Johnson. He was a AAA manager for the Miami Marlins in New Orleans this past year. We're not 100% sure he'll be in Wichita for 2020, but we'll get Keith Johnson on the show to talk more Wichita baseball. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.